It's on, ready? Okay, so we're going to begin with Melechus Bishel. We're going through El Chashabes. And we're using the Sefer Kitzel El Chashabes as a text. So anyone who can get a hold of it, the yeshiva has a lot of them all around. So if you just get one, take it. I'm sure yeshiva will be asking that you could put your name in it.
Yeah?
I think so.
What's up?
I'm sure the Rashiva will be masking. And let's start.
Memal.
So Melechus Bishel literally means cooking. But the idea behind Bishel is...
Memal.
It's on page Memal. The idea behind Bishel is making a change to something, to some substance, change it, come in, there's so many chairs here.
Spread out the tables. Fix the tables. People move your table back.
Come sit down.
Fix the tables. You're not doing it. Bingo, move it. Bingo. Figure out 6 feet.
It's fine, Gershi. Okay. So Melechus Bishel is making a change to some substance through the heat of fire. And that's important. Important for Bishel is that there has to be a fire with the heat of fire. And with that heat, I'm changing something. I'm taking something which is raw, non-edible, making it edible. Or taking something which is edible and making it more edible. Once it reaches its point where it's fully cooked, so then it's not going to be Bishel. There may be other Isurim Midrabanan, but the Melacha of Bishel, it's not. Similarly, it's not just by foods. We'll see that it's also by other types of materials, where, let's say, metals, where I'm heating up the metal to bend it, or to do something with it. So it's the heat of the fire that's causing a change in this substance, that's Bishel. Now, even though we call it Bishel literally means cooking, which is usually with water. Okay, we're going to rearrange this to make sure everyone has a seat. So no one pack off after the first day because you didn't have a seat. Someone can sit here also. So even though it's called Bishel literally means boiling, where you're cooking with water. But included in this melacha is any form of Bishel, which is baking, frying, deep frying, grilling, roasting, exactly. So let's see, here on page Memalf, so what we will do is we read a little, then we speak out examples of what we read. Hav Toldah. Every melach has an Av and has a Toldah. Av is the 39 Avos melachos, the 39 fatherly melachos, which means that the Torah did not specify to us which melachos are us and which melachos are mutter. Torah says a general term of loisasa, kol malacha. You shouldn't do all malacha. But the Torah didn't describe to us which malachas are included in this. So Chazal understood from different drushes that they made that it's any act of creativity. Any malacha means malacha is something which I'm doing to create something. And they came out with 39 of its malachas. Every av, like a father, has told us his children. So there are other ways to accomplish this malacha in similar ways, which may not be exactly the way they did it in the Mishkan, or exactly how the Av is described, but it's considered toldos. Toldos are asa min ha-Torah also. So it's not just that there's 39 malachas that are asa min ha-Torah, the Avos and the toldos are also asa min ha-Torah. Then every malacha has certain isuri drabbanan. Drabbanan came along for one of a few reasons to make new isurim. One reason is because they felt that certain actions, which if you'll get involved in, you might easily come to Issa Deraisa. To prevent you from being Oivan the Issa Deraisa, they asked you. Or it's something which looks like the Issa Deraisa, so people may think you're doing the Issa Deraisa, even though you're really not. And then they had other cheshbainas of the Dechol. Sometimes they felt that it's a weekday act for different reasons. If we understand the Av Malach and the Toldos, it's always much easier to understand why Chazal acid this specific act. And in Bishul, it's going to be very important because we can, there's a few major drabbanans which are very common in Bishul. One is Shehiyah. Shehiyah means leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos. Has halachas. Sometimes it's permitted, sometimes not. We have Chazara, which means on Shabbos itself, if I took something off the fire, when am I allowed to return it to the fire? And then we have what's called Atmana, which is insulating, keeping the food warm, also has its halachas. So once we get into it, we'll have more of a feel for it, and we'll see what Chazal were concerned about and why they made these Isurim. So the first paragraph here, in the Seder of the Asiyas HaPas, the 39 malachas are divided into different groups. The first 11 malachas is what's called Sidura de Pas. It's the Seder of making bread. It begins with taking the seeds, putting it in the ground, plowing, which is softening up the ground. And then there's Zerea, Chayrish, Kaitzes, harvesting. And then Ma'amer is putting into Ma'amer is putting into bundles, gathering it together. And then you're threshing it until you come to lush, which is I have flour. It's already ground into a flour. I take that flour and mix it with water. And what do I have now? A dough. Fire. A challah dough. What?
Fire.
That's right. I jumped over a few of them, right? But now we're holding by lush. Lush, I made it into a dough. The next malach is what we're learning now, which is oifa, which is baking. So that's what it says here. Acha lisha se'isa. After kneading the dough, oifa I say we bake it. Now he's bothered with a question. I was saying over and over, I was saying it's Malachas Bishul. So why do we say Oifa? So the Mishnah says Oifa, because since we're talking about the process of breaking bread, and bread, you bake it, you don't cook it, you don't boil it. So therefore we use the Lashon of Oifa in the Mishnah. But MS Bishul, Tzliya, Tigon, all forms of changing the food with fire, whether it's cooking, boiling, Tzliya is roasting, Tigon is frying, Gam Genechlam, and Malacha is all included with this Malacha. Echeli Beinim Mevashtam Aleish Mamish, Abedavish is Chamei Mineish. This is another important Nekuda. Is it dafke if I cook with the fire itself? How about if I heated something up by the fire and now I take that hot utensil, let's say I take a pan. I put the pan on the fire. Now the pan itself is very hot. I take the pan away from the fire. It's no longer on the fire. And I crack an egg in that pan. Now I fry the egg. Or I had a pot of water, which was on the fire. Let's say it was on legally from before Shabbos. Now I take the pot off the fire. And I drop something raw into this boiling hot pot of water. And it gets cooked. That's also Bishul. Why? Because the heat of the fire is what's cooking it. Even though it's not direct, it's sort of a secondary. We consider it direct from the fire because it's the heat of the fire that's heating it up. So that's what we have over here. Whether you're cooking with the fire itself or with something that got heated up from the fire, Bahayim Mashakarim B'Shem told us age. So the Av Malacha is the fire itself. I'm cooking on the fire itself. The pot is sitting on the fire cooking the food. The tolda is when I take the pot off the fire and I cook with the hot water which was heated up by the fire. That's what's called the tolda. Shalom nikra bishul v'chayav v'la b'shabbos chayvan b'shabbos. Okay. Tolda sehi ha-mechames ha-mateches. Like we mentioned, it's possible to be oivan bishul even if it's not food. If let's say I have a metal, if I heat up a metal to the point where it's red hot, or I take wax, I melt wax, I change it from the solid to the liquidy, I heat it up the wax, or miyavish chatichas etz betaner. These are examples that are given in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara. I have a piece of wood. Wood is naturally wet, right? Wood is naturally wet. If it sits around, it'll turn moldy, unless you dry it out beforehand. So if I take the wood and I put it by the fire to dry out that liquid, that's also something which is considered bishul. What's the rule? Whether you soften something which is hard with fire, or you harden hiksha, you harden something which was soft with the fire, Yeshem is even Shigam Megis who told them. So we're going to see more about this. Megis means stirring. There are those that learn that if I have a pot that's already fully cooked, but I stir the food on the fire, it's also Bishul. Why? The food is fully cooked.
You're changing it in its place. It can cook at any moment, no?
The liquid that was at the top.
Yeah.
Getting too close.
You move everything around.
Okay. Let's say everything's fully cooked. So then there are different reasons for this. Well, it seems from some Rishayim, which we'll discuss this more, it seems from some Rishayim that the stirring itself gives it a taste that it didn't have beforehand. That's what it seems like.
Is melting metal, like on Shabbos, because of this or because of the
other? Because of this. Okay, so that's the last thing. Come on, we'll see further about that. Okay, so that was the introduction. That was the introduction to the Malacha. That's the introduction to the Malacha. Okay, Beis. Next page. Shear Bishul. Now, every Malacha has a shear. There's a certain amount of how much do you need to do of the Malacha in order to be over on the Malacha. Now, the shear is usually negated to one of two things. Either if you did it b'meizah to be chayiv misa, or if you did it b'shogeg to be chayiv a karma chatas. Practically speaking, many times, by many malachas, if you only do half the shear, it's still aser, and we pass aser min ha-tayra, chati shear is aser min ha-tayra. Over here by Bishul, it's interesting because if I have what's the shear by Bishul? What are we when we talk about shear by Bishul? We could be talking about the amount of food that you cooked. What's the quantity? Or we could talk about the quality. How much did it get cooked? Right? If I put something on the fire for 2 minutes and something happened to it, I pulled it off. If it was a piece of meat, it's still raw. Is that called Bishul or not? So I go ahead and I put it on the fire and I leave it there for some time. At what point am I Oivan Bishul? This is where the term comes from. Michael Ben Dursai. Who is Ben Dursai? Ben Dursai was a
bandit.
Was a some guy who was a robber who for some reason was Zaycha to become part of Torah forever and ever. We'll always be talking about this guy Ben Dursai, who was in such a rush to get the next guy that he would chab food here and there, and he would eat food which was not fully cooked. Question is, how cooked was it? So that also we have a machlekes, if it was a third cooked or half cooked. And this is going to play a role in our limud. Another nekud that's going to play a role in our limud is what's called yatsu ledizba, meaning that until the water or sometimes the food reaches the shear of the heat, the degree of yatsu ledizba, which is also a question what that degree is, it's not considered bishul. So that's what we're going to learn about here. So in Beis, he talks about Meichel Ben Sai. In Gimel, he talks about yatsu ledes. Let's just start Beis a little, and then we're going to stop for today. K'may kol melachas Shabbos, just like every melachas Shabbos, she'im schayven le'ad she'nigma melach, until the melachas nigma, came be'bishul, he'im schayven le'ad she'nigma melach. You're not chayven on bishul until you finish the melach. Man nikra gemar ha'melach be'melachas bishul. What's considered the final step of the melach bishul? K'she'mevashnem ha'shiyah ha'oichol roi l'achila. The idea, the object over here is, what's the object, what's the intention of Bishul is to make the food ready to be eaten. At what point is that? We have a Messiah. We don't need it that should be fitting as what you would consider fully cooked. Even if it's just roi, which means some people would eat it this way. I'm going to throw out a question which we once spoke to your uncle about, the caterer. So the question is, when you have meat, steak, right? So there's so many different opinions of what's called a good steak, right? Oh, that's your opinion. Someone else will tell you raw blue. So I thought you
medium.
Full,
medium.
Right?
Medium.
Why would we make a precedent for all polystyrene based off of one person constantly doing something incorrect?
Who Ben Desai?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
Like, it's possible you eat it and not die.
But now I'm going to the point of what's called fully cooked, right? And to be negated on Shabbos itself, on Shabbos itself, when if you want to reheat it, so if it's a question of Bishul, there's no way to reheat it. But if it's already fully cooked, then I can reheat it in the mutzadik way. But what's called fully cooked? So you ask around the room, you'll get 5 answers at least, if not more. And so how do we decide that?
Okay. If you eat cookie dough, you can't cook cookie dough even though you eat it raw.
So you see, he already wants to say that cookie dough is.
All right.
It's not ready. They sell it in packages.